how did you and Nana meet?
Well, we actually met in church, in Sunday school. We went to the same African Methodist church for years. As a matter of fact, the preacher that actually married us was a Methodist minister. But we met when I guess I was probably, we were, because she's just a little bit older than I am. she doesn't like to admit that, but she is. 9 months, I think. We actually met when I was six or seven. We were six or seven, and we went to church, Sunday school church, and then she actually went to a different high school. She went to an integrated high school for most of her time, Hiawatha, and then Evansville Bossy, which was a fierce competitor to Evansville Central. As a child, she was kind of a playgirl, I guess I would say. She was academically very talented, but she was very popular with other students, and she liked athletes, as most of the young women of the era, as you might know, actually, I'm sure. Some of your favorite male friends are athletes. And so she dated several athletes through high school and grade school, and then went on to go to college in at the University of Evansville. And I went to Indiana University. So we still stayed in touch. And it was only as we got higher into college life that I think she got serious and we got serious about each other. Because prior to that, it was more just friends and kind of, even though I took her to her high school senior prom and she went with me to my high school senior prom. We went to two different high schools, as I said. So we both graduated from high school at the same time in 1963. My wife is Rose M. Mays. It was Rose M. Cole at the time. And then when we got married, it was Rose M. Cole Mays, I guess you'd say, or Rose Mays. And so we've been married now for well over 40 years.
Grandfather, thank you for taking this time out of your day to speak with me.
Absolutely. I can't think of anything more important than sharing a few thoughts with my granddaughter.
StoryCorps is made possible locally by IUPUI, Indiana's Urban Health and Life Sciences Campus, where impact is made. More at iupui.edu. And by the Eugene and Mary Linklick Indiana Authors Award, a program of the Indianapolis Public Library Foundation, proud to support local sponsorship of StoryCorps.